Justin Bieber, Louis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee with Despacito here on Beat 102 and 103. He hit the headlines during the week when he told people while he's on tour that he just didn't know the words to Despacito. But that's Justin Bieber for you. 2017 is the 25th anniversary of Spree. The Free Urban Festival has become a staple of the August bank holiday in Waterford City when over 100,000 people descend on the city streets to enjoy 3 days of street performances, live music and theatre. Niamh Colbert is from Spree. She's the general manager. She's going to be managing the programme, so no better person to talk to this Sunday morning to expand on this year's plans. And you're very welcome.
Thanks, Orla. Thank you.
You do a little bit of everything, do you?
Oh, I do a bit of everything. Yeah, I do.
When does Spree start? When do you start thinking about Spree 2018?
Oh, that's all. Yeah, I mean, that would even start even already.
Really?
If you know what I mean. Yeah, because a lot of like artistic director and things like that would travel to other festivals, have a look at other acts. And I mean, they could have schedules booked. We might see somebody, we might like to have them. They might be available. They might be available until next year. So it's
ongoing.
Rolling. It's ongoing. Yeah.
So it's the same weekend every summer. I usually miss Spree somehow because I I didn't miss it last year. And now I have decided I'm never missing it again. I don't know why. And I have been in Waterford, I think, on and off for about 13 years now. And I had to say to someone, seen Spree.
Oh.
And then last year I made it my business. And
I
from
now
on, it's going to be my August bank holiday thing
so
to do.
So it's the 4th, 5th and 6th this
yes.
year. So I hope that's in your
blocked off
in your diary.
It
now,
is,
so.
It is. What can we expect from Spree for people who've never been here before?
Well, we can expect some of the best world-class street theatre, international world music. Obviously, the Spree Festival Parade, unbelievable. One of the biggest spectacle events in Ireland in the summer, all free. Absolutely, it's just an amazing 3 days.
I have to say, I kind of pottered around Spree during the day last August bank holiday, and the hours just flew by because there is something to see in the city. It transforms the city in a way during the day.
It really does. And I mean, even parts that and streets and things that maybe people wouldn't normally be on, you know, they can take it quite serious as well. People get the programme and they get their highlighter and they plan out the day. They plan out every day so that they know they're going from here to there to there to maximise what they can see. So people arrive in when people are travelling. They arrive early. They have it all planned out. They have it all worked out. And I mean, obviously we have some food stalls and things there. So, I mean, it's a real day out.
You can
have your lunch.
You can
stuff your face and enjoy the best of it.
You just don't have to leave.
To offer. Yeah.
This is your 25th anniversary. Are you doing something special for it?
We have a few things. I mean, we announced our street theatre programme and we have a thing this year. It's like a retrospective. We have some retrospective acts coming back. So we have four acts that have been here with us before and by sort of popular demand and one of our favourite acts, really popular acts that are going to come back with us. I mean, we have the Spurty Man who first appeared at Spree in 2002.
Okay.
So he's going to come back. We have Monsieur Colbuto. He was really popular act that we had at the 2004 festival and he's coming back. And we actually have Lords of Strut who were at Spree in 2015.
Okay.
They're now kind of, they were on Britain's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
They're all over the place, but you can see them at Spree this year.
There's a theme every year for the parade. Have we a theme already announced this year?
We have a theme already announced this year. So the theme is Source to Sea.
Source to Sea.
So it's based on the river and the river's journey, and it's starting the Devil's Bit and it's meander down through Clonmel and Waterford and then exiting at Hookhead. So it's all about the river, river stories, the river life, the river creatures and all
not
that
just
kind of
Waterford,
stuff.
All no, around the
no,
southeast
it's
as well.
Yeah, it's totally regional with the shore. So, I mean, I know a lot of people come to Spree and they come from regional, they come from South Tipperary, Kilkenny, they come over from Wexford and stuff like that. Some come down from, obviously, they're from East Cork. So, yeah, it is. It's very a regional theme, but I think it's definitely a theme. It's like a journey or whatever that people can embrace, definitely. Everybody can.
Has Spree been part of your life since you were a kid? I hear people talking about Spree weekend, whereas I'm from Wexford, so the bank holiday is just the August bank holiday. But I hear Waterford people saying that's the Spree weekend.
Well, I don't want to give away my age completely, but I'm here longer than Spree.
Okay.
I'm older than Spree.
Okay, by a year or
but
two.
But there's definitely, like, it's 25 years. There are people, and we have volunteers, who do not remember Waterford without Spree.
Mm.
They don't. And I mean, we're on second generation now. We're on maybe some of our original volunteers, their children mm-hmm. are involved, and people bring grandchildren in. So it's passed. It's gone into a new generation now. We're nearly onto a third generation of people going to spree now.
And tell me, have you a favourite theme from down through the years from those 25 sprees? A favourite parade theme?
You're putting me on the spot, but I think if I had to, The Waters and the Wild was probably my favourite. I think it was based on the W.B. Yeats poem, and it was there was creatures and animals in it, but it was the materials and things that were used in that parade were just, it was really tactile. It was kind of earthy. It had a big hair. There was lots of natural and materials in it and metals used in it. And it was just a spectacular looking parade. And
I think
it was
that's
fantastic.
What the parade is anyway, isn't it? Spectacular.
It
almost
is spectacular.
Out of this world.
It is spectacular. Mm. This year won't be any different. It'll be spectacular again.
And what's your favourite part of the spree? Apart from the parade, what do you enjoy about it on that weekend?
What do I enjoy about it? It's hard to, gonna put me on the spot now. What's my favourite thing? I mean, it's just the whole atmosphere of it. I mean, when you go around and you're talking to people and people are just loving it. They're just loving it. And if you have a spree t-shirt on and they're going, that's great, that's great, this is great, this is great, where's this on? And it's just such a nice atmosphere. There's a really nice crowd and there's a really nice atmosphere and audience and stuff at spree every year.
And I'm sure during that weekend you kind of breathe a sigh of relaxation that all the hard work is done, all those months of preparation are now flowing through the 3 days.
Exactly. So we get that Monday evening, when you go to sit down Monday evening and everybody's had a great weekend, everybody's had great performances, the artists had a great time, the volunteers had a great time, audience had a great time, and you can just go, yeah,
done.
That was great.
Till tomorrow, when we do 2018. Any advice for people outside of Waterford City who might be penciling in that August bank holiday as their spree weekend?
Yeah, just arrive early. All the information is on www.spree.com. The programme is not out yet, but the programme will be available mm-hmm. there and it will be downloadable. So as I was saying about people checking out the schedules and when things are on, have a look at it, plan out your day, where you're going to kind of park and stuff like that, organise yourself around it. Road closures and stuff will be on our website and all that kind of stuff, and we'll keep people posted about any roads that are going to be closed. But definitely people coming into the city, plan your day, mm-hmm. everything's there. Check spree.com for updates, check our Facebook for updates, that's constantly updated. And obviously you can even email us.
Great, good stuff. And as you were saying, there are specific car parks as well on the run up to Spree for the weekend that people mm-hmm. can go to too. Like you said, you can check out Spree's Twitter, which is very active, and other social media platforms for updates if you just check out Waterford Spree and spree.com. Niamh, thanks a million for coming in.
Thanks, Laura.
To tell us about the Spree weekend, and enjoy the 25th celebration.
Thank you.